Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 340.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 340. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your continued support as always. I love doing this. I love delivering amazing quality, structured, in-depth education to you all. And I have no plans on stopping to do that because it's fulfilling and rewarding to me. I missed last week, though, which is unfortunate, and I apologize because the podcast kind of got off. And the reason is because a lot of you listening to the podcast, if you're consistent listeners, you'll know that I am getting married this month, June 28th. And so obviously, those of you out there that have gotten married before probably know the details and involvement. And even if you haven't, I'm sure you can imagine, right? So things are getting pretty crazy. And that's okay, though. I enjoy it. I love the activity. I love the details. I love getting stuff done. I'm a pretty ambitious, proactive person. I'm not a procrastinator, and I have to thank my parents for that. I think they, especially my mom and dad, they just, you know, my mom would say, well, they kind of showed me, like, you can do it later or you can do it now and be stress-free. So what do you want to choose? Do you want to have like overwhelming stress, anxiety, and fear of not being able to complete something? Or do you want to start on it now and get it done? And I was like, ooh, which one sounds better? Well, this one sounds way better. So like even before I kind of knew the right outcomes and what happened if you procrastinate on stuff, they presented it to me in a way where I was like, well, I don't want to, that sounds terrible. So I was kind of like, I'll do this. And it has helped me a lot in life. And so anyway, I don't really know what I'm talking about, but I'm just sharing some stories. But that's usually tend to what I tend to do, is try to kind of get stuff done and get it off my checklist. I think it's a double-edged sword because I do find it hard to relax sometimes. There's always things on my mind that I want to get done and get off my plate. But a lot's been going on. My Inner Circle Mastermind, my 9-month live teaching mastermind program, just finished in May. And I need to give a clap out for all the amazing students that were in the program. And if you're listening out there, guys, you know, it was absolutely amazing. Guys and gals, everyone that was in there, it was fantastic. Like, everyone works so hard, and for 9 months, right? 9 months. And within 9 months, the ups and downs of life, they get in the way. You know, there is no way around that. If you enter into a 9-month program, school, any sort of curriculum for 9 months, you better know, as sure as the sun comes up every single day and goes down, right? Stuff is going to get in the way. And it's going to be up to you to, you know, depending upon obviously the severity of the thing, you can get knocked down, but you got to get back up, right? If you get knocked down, I don't blame you for that, right? But if I come back a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks later, right, it's up to you to get back up. You got to get back up, right? Get back on the horse, because life will knock you down, okay? We all know that, but it's up to us to get back up, to stand up and keep going. So I'm so proud of all the students there. And I cannot say this enough. And I'm going to be interviewing a lot of them. You know, granted, my time schedule is just nuts with the wedding, but I really, 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 really want other students to hear their stories and see their progress, to see the results that came out of the Inner Circle Mastermind, not for my own business benefit, right, or to kind of plug myself, but I want it to serve as inspiration and motivation and a belief, I want to instill a belief in all the non-believers out there, all the doubters. And I'm not blaming you again. This just happens. I was there in Jazz Piano, but I want to show you that with consistent, guided, clear, and structured education, right? Lesson plans done weekly, customized for you by myself, having my team help you, having all the support. This is a live teaching program. You're directly interacting with myself and my team to make progress for 9 whole months. Now, is the investment light? No, this is a significant investment. But based on the results and the progress of all the students, every single one of them said it was well worth it. And they're all like, I can't wait to do it again. So I don't really know how many spots I'm going to have open in the fall again when it starts. But I really want you guys at least to be inspired by the fact that if you really hunker down and commit, it's about the commitment. You know, you can do this. You listening right now, it doesn't matter who you are, what your background is, you can get to the place that you want, right? With clear guidance, education, and a mentor that is going to be overseeing everything that you're doing with care, with thought, and with a drive and tenacity that will not let you quit, right? That's going to inspire you and move you along every single week, every single day. If you have questions, support, show up for you, help you get through it all, right? So it was a fantastic program. We had an amazing graduation. I'm actually sad now. I mean, it's weird on the days that we had mastermind classes and like when I was doing lesson plans and filming videos for my schedule, is just like, I feel like walking outside and be like, what? I don't even know what to do with my time anymore. But lucky, I guess lucky enough for me, the wedding is directly now. So like I do have lots of stuff to do still. I always have lots of stuff to do, but I do it with passion and fun and I love it. So if you're interested in that, please, please, please go to jazzpianoschool.com and up top, there's a on the menu, there's a live program menu item. Now, currently on the page, actually, there's an email sign up for the waiting list for our accelerator program. Now, the accelerator program is a 3-month program that's different than the mastermind program, but you can use that to hear more about the live teaching programs that will be opening. So the accelerator program, excuse me, all these hiccups, and the mastermind program will be starting again in the fall. So you're going to want to get on the waiting list. I have many, many changes and upgrades to these different types of live teaching programs. And I can't say enough, like if you're committed and you want to see a huge, huge, huge jump in your jazz piano progress and playing, these programs are for you. Like no other product inside of Jazz Piano School is going to help you make this amount of progress in this amount of time, the shortest amount of time, the most amount of progress in the shortest amount of time. It's the best possible investment you could probably make in Jazz Piano School, right? Not probably, you can't. So I highly, highly encourage you to think about it. And I know it can be scary. It's scary signing up for live teaching programs. And this is no joke. I mean, this is a legit kind of like college-based curriculum class. So essentially, it's like going to school but paying 1/10 of the amount that you would have to pay for a college class, right? And you're going to get the same education out of all of the collegiate holding degrees, myself, my staff, that are going to teach you and guide you through the curriculum and get you, bring to you so many results, obviously, if you do the work as well. So I think that was a big enough plug. But anyway, with the wedding and that stuff going on, needless to say, like I started this podcast out saying, I missed last week, unfortunately. So I really have to kind of start planning because obviously the wedding's happening and then we're going on our honeymoon. We're going to Costa Rica, which is going to be amazing. And then I'm back and then I turn 40 in August 1st. So I'm kind of going slow in August and then I'm hitting the ground running back in September with a lot of new things. And obviously throughout all this, my team and I are working hard to make upgrades to Jazz Piano School, the membership area, all the courses, things like that. And obviously the live teaching programs we're tweaking as well. So I have an amazing podcast coming to you right now. By the way, if you don't want to hear me talk or hear about my life and you just want the pure content and lesson, you can go to youtube.com/jazzpianoschool. Highly recommend you subscribe to the channel, like all the videos, because you will get just the lesson on there with me barely speaking at all. So that is the completely filtered content version. The podcast on here is obviously a podcast. It's a talking version, so on and so forth. News, info, you know, is what you get here. Direct lesson is what you get on YouTube. Yes. So this lesson, it was great. I sent off my mastermind students off with most of them, I would say, with a very particular exercise, because the fundamentals in jazz really bring you far. They really, really bring you far. And it's the number one reason that I see students not getting that far is because they try to move so fast over stuff that they don't really have a grasp on. And you really need to get a grasp on fundamentals, chords, scales, theory, in order to make a lot of progress down the road. Because if you skip over that step, everything you try to learn after that becomes 100 times harder and almost undoable. Almost undoable. Now, I don't like saying that because it's not within my personality, my beliefs. Anything is accomplishable if you put your mind to it. But literally, if you focus on your fundamentals and building a solid foundation, everything becomes easier, right? Your progress essentially follows an exponential progress line, whereas if you skip stuff, your progress line sometimes even goes down, or it just takes a flat line because you literally don't have solid fundamentals under your belt. You haven't grasped them, and those are directly necessary to play harder and more advanced tools, theory things, all the videos you see on YouTube, Barry Harris stuff, drop twos, Bill Evans drop twos, extensions, like all that stuff is really not doable in an integrated way with jazz unless you have great fundamentals. So it's one of the reasons that I put this podcast together to explain why chord skills are so important for improvisation, to show you what happens if you don't have them. And then in the next one, we're actually going to be practicing together. So it's a fantastic little nugget of learning. I actually don't ask you to do anything in this particular exercise, but if you just watch in this demo, if you just watch the demo in the lesson, hopefully, like, hear the words that I'm saying. Like, really, really listen closely and understand it and hear it and realize, like, you can try some of the things out that I'm saying. I know it's a basic thing, but realize that this is a step that really dictates how well you're going to do further on down the road in improvisation. And so many people neglect this, and it's crazy. It's not a flashy thing. It doesn't sound good, right? It's not appealing. It's not desirable. It's not the shiny pearl that everyone wants in jazz piano. But I promise you that if you work on this, it's the thing that will get you all those riches, treasures, desires of jazz piano, all the secrets, I promise you, okay? By the way, if you're looking for a discount on the improvisation mastery course, you can go to jazzpianoschool.com/improv discount. This will give you a huge discount on the improv mastery course, which contains all this information and so much more. I truly believe it's one of the best courses to date that I've created and published for Jazz Piano School students. Go check it out. You can get a discount a special discount. There we go. Can't talk. With that improv link and not found anywhere else. So with that being said, let's dive right into this episode. Here we go. All right, so this is going to absolutely blow your mind and hopefully help you demystify the confusion around chord scales, modes, and why you need them. So in my improvisation system that I teach, the very first step is you need to learn chord tones and you need to learn how to be able to solo with them, because the reason is when I play a D dominant seventh chord, right? In jazz, we're playing chords and we're trying to improvise over the chords. I'm playing four notes within this chord. So these four notes directly represent the sound of the chord. So it kind of makes sense that we need to actually use these notes in our solo to have our improv sound good. Because if I'm using notes that aren't related to this chord, like let's say E flat, G flat, B flat, and D flat, it's gonna sound like this. That sounds pretty awful, doesn't it, right? So if you're hitting notes outside the chord, stuff like this, it's gonna sound absolutely terrible. Right? So we really need to start with the four notes that directly represent the chords that we're playing over in any jazz standard, any tune. So we'll start off with these four notes, D, F sharp, A, and C, and I can create a solo just out of that. so on and so forth, right? Now, clearly that doesn't sound like jazz for a lot of reasons, right? Obviously, you're probably a very intelligent person. You can tell I'm only using four notes to improvise with. So the next step, after you start to get the hang of creating solos in chord tone, with the use of chord tones through lead sheets, right? You'd go through a lead sheet, you learn all the chord tones, and then you start to try to create solos just by using chord tones. So let's say I just take a 2-5-1, right? 2-5-1s are very prominent and show up in jazz standards all the time. I'll keep this D7 chord, excuse me. I'll go from an A minor 7 to a D7 to a G major 7. So that's just a 2-5-1 in the key of G, right? So if we were playing a tune in the key of G, you'd see a lot of 2-5-1s in the key of G. So I'm going to use all the chord tones from every chord to improvise over that 2-5-1. Here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll do it again. Last time. Okay. So it's, you know, again, it doesn't sound like jazz yet, but we're building a foundation here. This is really how you start to fill in the holes and gaps and build a solid foundation for your improv. Now, again, clearly, I'm just using four notes. So you can imagine if I were to improvise over a whole entire jazz standard just using chord tones, what is happening there, right? Let's look at the shape of the chord. We have D, F sharp, A, and C. Now, besides me going from C to D, because those are both chord tones, right, which creates a whole step. That's a step, right? One whole step. Everything else that I'm playing is skips by thirds, right? Some kind of third. And even if I go from D to A, that's more than a third. It's a fifth, right? So we have all these different skips. Okay, now here's what's going to blow your mind and hopefully just completely solve all the confusion, the resistance, the hesitancy from you trying to learn chord skills. If all you did in your jazz improv was play chord tones for the rest of your life, you would only be playing skips in your solo every single time. Now, what do skips sound like? They sound great. Are they used in bebop? Absolutely, right? A lot of skips are used in bebop. Right, something like that, or right, lots of skips are used, but there's a very, very, very important component and tool that is also used to create wonderful, beautiful jazz improvisation all the time. Do you know what that is? It's the opposite of skips. It's steps. Steps. Right? Now, steps can be categorized or defined as a whole step or a half step. Now, steps connect notes together. They give us fluid scalar motion because all of our skips are going to be hiccupy, right? They're skips and jagged. So again, like you heard, that sounds all over the place because it is. I'm using skips. Listen to what happens when I start to use steps. How gorgeous is that, right? Is that not beautiful? Is that not just sweet music to the ears? Now, the reason it sounds so good, because I gave you the contrasting texture of skips previously, and then going from skips to steps, now you're like, ooh, the fluidity of the connection and the smoothness. Now, what tool was I using there, right? I'm using chord scales. I'm using chord scales to connect my chord tones together and create one of the most important components of improv that you need to know how to do, right? Now, if you don't know the chord scale associated with this D7 chord and you go to connect your chord tones or you go to create some fluid, smooth motion, right? Like ice, okay? You might play something like this. Now, Now, obviously, depending upon your art, you might get some comments or feedback. Oh, that doesn't sound that bad, Brendan. That sounds like modern jazz. Yeah, whatever. So my point being here is if you actually want to create really good sounding improv in bebop, it's a combination of three things: skips, steps, and bebop approaches. Now, I'm not talking about bebop approaches today, but I just want you to hear the balance now between the skips and the steps. Okay, so if I play over my D7 now, creating a balance between skips and steps, here's what it sounds like. Right, much, much better. We have a balance between the skips and the steps. With all skips, it sounds too hiccupy, too jagged, too broken. With all steps, it sounds just like scales, chord scales. And that's where students get stuck. How do I translate scales to improv? Well, it's not just about the scale. It's about the balance between the scale and the skips. Okay, that's where the real magic starts to happen. Now, if I play over a 2-5-1 just using skips and steps, here's what it might sound like. Already, sorry, I should have finished that line off. Already, you start to really hear how bebop unfolds and takes on an easy pathway to excellence, right? An easy, clear, step-by-step way that you can start to learn improv because of the chord scales. Now, like I said, if you don't know your chord scales, guess what you're not going to be able to do? You're not going to be able to connect these four chord tones together in a nice, smooth manner. You're not going to be able to create any fluidity within your solo, any type of lines that just run down a scale. How gorgeous was that? That was just a scale running down, right? So again, if you don't know your chord scales, this major tool and sound in improv is not going to be able to happen. So when I hear students or I hear people say, oh, you don't need to learn your modes, you don't need to learn your chord scales, well, unfortunately, you could do that, but I promise you, you're never going to get to the level that you're striving to get to. If you're a passionate enthusiast and jazz pianist that wants to really sound like a pro, I can promise you that. Okay, the truth is hard to hear sometimes, but honestly, it does open up a lot of doors for the people that are driven and really want to become successful in this amazing music. So hopefully that helps you break down the reason you need to know chord scales. In the next podcast lesson, we're going to actually be practicing some of these chord scales. I'm going to show you some amazing ways to do this, what I recommend, and what I recommend to all my mastermind students who just wrapped up their 9-month Inner Circle Mastermind live teaching program with me. I actually sent them off on this amazing practice exercise over the summer until the mastermind opens up again in the fall. And in the next podcast episode, I'm going to show you all about that secret practice exercise I gave them, because I promise you it'll completely open up amazing improvisational doors for your steps, right? Your steps and your scalar motion that you'll now begin to use with skips. Again, I haven't gone over skips yet, but this is what we'll be practicing. You'll be practicing with me, so it'll be awesome. If you are interested in my improvisational mastery specialty course, which goes over all of this in complete detail with full practice exercises, learn videos, practice videos, and all of the knowledge that I'm sharing here way more in depth, you can get a discount on that particular specialty course by going to jazzpianoschool.com/improv discount. Now, you'll have a short time window to go ahead and make your purchase with that discount. So just be prepared that, you know, if that is something you want to look at and consider, you can kind of go to the webpage, take a little glance at that, and it will offer you a significant discount. With that being said, I hope you guys tune into the next podcast in which you'll be doing some practicing of your chord scales. And of course, now you'll know why you actually need to practice and work on your chord scales, because they're so important in what I just demonstrated today. Okay, with that being said, I hope you guys have a fantastic day and happy practice.